For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Congress is being urged to expand and streamline the USDA's rural development program that has helped local communities grow and prosper. Potter County, Pennsylvania Commissioner Paul Himmel told the House Agriculture Subcommittee the 50-year-old program has provided $8 million for projects in his community, but it needs better support and consolidation.
Allowing those of us with limited local resources to quickly secure funding for time-sensitive local needs.
The Trump administration has cut personnel at local USDA offices. Former Deputy Agriculture Secretary Sochiel Torres-Small testified the program now lacks the authority and the technical support, including engineers, to handle projects she calls vital for a bright rural future.
Rural people have higher rates of suicide, fewer doctors, less treatment for addiction, lower wages. If we listen to the rural people we depend on, there's no limit to what rural America can accomplish.
A third of Idaho's counties are maternal care deserts, and new policies will leave more rural mothers without care. Alana Newman reports.
Idaho doctors say Medicaid cuts in the reconciliation bill, combined with Idaho's strict abortion laws, will make rural obstetric care worse. Physician assistant Amy Klingler had one patient with life-threatening appendicitis who didn't seek care because of the cost and because she thought it was an ectopic pregnancy.
She'd been sick for several hours and hadn't gone because she didn't have insurance. And then, of course, the fears about reproductive health care in Idaho.
The Bonner County Obstetrics Unit closed in 2023. One county over, OBGYN Dr. Brenna McCrummon says mothers now come to them and depend on Medicaid.
We have patients who drive 2 to 3 hours to come see us for prenatal appointments to deliver in Kootenai County.
I'm Alana Newman.
In Virginia, rural healthcare providers and Black clergy are working to improve medical access in communities long underserved. Dr. Leonard Edlow has been a pharmacist for 50 years and a minister for over 25. As pastor of the New Hope Fellowship in Hartfield, he says he's trying to build trust with people who've had terrible medical experiences.
It's about empowering people who've been told for so long, you can't do anything.
Gloria Burnett worked as a registered nurse in rural hospitals even before becoming a deacon at New Hope. She helps connect people to resources needed for long-term health and well-being, not just a quick fix. She notes resources are limited for the elderly living in rural places.
A lot of patients depend on Medicaid for personal care services and doctor's office visits. I fear for them.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.